This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
9:39 on Jacksonville's only all-news morning show. Our You Decide 2024 spotlight, as some of the headlines really kind of surmised it all if you didn't even watch or listen to the debate from CNN last night, which we had live on WOKV USA Today. Biden supporters alarmed after president's debate struggles. Washington Post, Biden struggles, Trump deflects questions. New York Times, Biden struggles as Trump blusters. Off the record, there were no incumbent Democrats in Congress jumping ship in the immediate aftermath of the debate, but many giving anonymous quotes to reporters indicating their displeasure with the events of last night. One would imagine on Capitol Hill, House Democrats will be chased down by reporters to get their reaction to what happened. WOKV's live team coverage continues on Capitol Hill with Kirsten Garris. As you run over to the Capitol, I'm sure it'll be difficult to catch up with those Democrats this morning.
Let's just say I think everyone has their running shoes on today for sure, because last night's debate was a doozy. And I feel like that is the case whether you watched it on TV or listened to it live on WOKV. This was a tough debate for both candidates, but really for President Biden. All these polls leading up to last night, people talked about voter concerns, which are about his age and his sharpness, and that was all on display in all the wrong ways for the Biden-Harris team. When the president walked up on the stage, his voice was hoarse. He didn't sound clear. At times, it sounded like he was whispering and talking very softly. And he had a lot of just incoherent answers, and his voice cracked throughout most of the debate. Later, the campaign said he had a cold, but I think initially, if you're just watching on TV, you can notice this was a very big difference from the President Joe Biden you saw during State of the Union and the one you saw last night. There were also some notable moments of just even confusion and stumbling throughout some of his answers. When he responded to a question about rising costs and inflation, he ended with saying, quote, "We finally beat Medicare." Even Trump at the time, mocked, saying he didn't know what President Biden just said. He didn't even know what was happening. When it came to certain topics like foreign policy, protecting NATO, standing up against Russia with his war against Ukraine, we started to see President Biden really try to get his footing again. There was a moment talking about the military where his son came up, and you can saw him getting kind of that thing, Joe Biden from Scranton kind of energy. But again, overall, a really, really, really tough night for the Democrats.
You know, we talk about normally issues and the accuracy of answers and whatnot, but so much of the debate focus today has been on the style or lack thereof. For former President Trump, obviously there is the whoppers that happen when you stretch the truth, as a politician is known to do. What were some of the other big takeaways from him?
Yeah, so for the former president, he really was able to just view both. I should mention both presidents did kind of fib a little bit, but by comparison, former President Donald Trump by far had more comments that were factually incorrect, outlandish, and the way the debate was set up by CNN, this was their choice, they decided not to fact check in real time.
Right.
And so as a viewer, we're very aware of the issues. I could tell what was incorrect, but for viewers at home who aren't closely watching this, you heard things that you may believe are true and aren't necessarily true at all. A point in case, when both Jake Tapper and Dana Bash asked him to address voter concerns about his actions on January 6th, when we saw rioters storm the Capitol, Trump took the opportunity to kind of blast the House Select Committee on January 6th, calling them the, quote, unselect committee, and how it had two, quote, horrible Republicans. So it really sidestepped some answers. Trump also, he was really evasive when it came to being asked whether he would accept the results of the 2024 election, even after all legal actions had been exhausted. And so we're seeing this sense that Trump was able to sidestep, and in comparison to Biden, Trump was also just more coherent So if you're looking at a side-by-side between the two candidates, Trump had a better performance in that sense. He also didn't go as he had a couple of jabs, but they came more toward the end of the evening. There was a sense that I think even Trump was caught off guard by how unprepared or how the performance of President Joe Biden was. So toward the end, you kind of heard them get a little to a tiff. Somehow, golf handicaps came up. So it's safe to say that there were a few jabs back and forth, but things I never would imagine came up during this debate. But I will say this takes me to, I'm sure, what it felt like to watch the Kennedy versus Nixon debate, because the side-by-side at times was very unforgiving for both candidates. So we'll see where this goes from here. Both of them are on the road again today. President Biden will be in North Carolina, and former President Donald Trump will be closer to here in Virginia with rallies. The next debate, if it happens, will be in September.
Yeah, it's quite a long way. And in politics, every week is almost an eternity. So much can happen. But this, if you're the Biden campaign and wanting to maybe get another chance or a do-over of some kind, you don't have that for a couple of months. The presidents went after each other on their handicaps. As Trump boasted about winning two club championships, Biden said Trump couldn't walk 18 holes and carry his own bag, basically calling him obese. It's going to be fascinating to see what else comes over the next few days as the reaction pours in following that debate. Again, live team coverage of You Decide 2024 brought to you by Big Fish Roofing, the roofers you can trust. Kirsten, thanks.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.